This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. You know those companies that hit you over the head with all their eco-friendly, planet-saving promises? Buy our coffee, save the rainforest, that kind of thing? Well, the newest breed of these social enterprises are easing up on the moralizing, to customers anyway. Instead, the do-gooding is aimed at investors. Alex Goldmark reports.
At the Whole Foods in Manhattan, Drew Pham is considering a new brand of tea on the shelf. It's called Runa. It comes from a special guayusa leaf from the Amazon jungle in Ecuador. If he buys a bottle, some of the money goes to social programs for indigenous family farmers.
Now I know this thing about this tea. Am I going to buy it because it's cool? Am I going to, because, you know, social awareness is cool? Or am I just, or am I going to buy it because I feel bad?
He bought a bottle because he heard it was sweet. And that's how Runa's 25-year-old co-founder, Tyler Gage, wants it. Gage built his business plan to turn over part ownership to farmers and to raise their tiny incomes. But he's not banking on a marketing edge from the moral high ground.
Recently, we've seen that even telling that story about farmers or social innovation actually limits our ability to sell product in a certain way.
Mainstream store owners tend to think he's selling an inferior product if his sales pitch sounds like a grant application.
The idea of, you know, hybrid organizations and social innovation and small farmer cooperative development, pretty small market.
But those confusing buzzwords are still crucial to business success. That's how Runa lined up key investors. One especially unusual investor in particular, the Socialist Government of Ecuador.
Mi nombre es Jaime Cases.
My name is Jaime Cases, director of the program CRE Ecuador in the Ministry of Production.
Jaime Calle's program invested $500,000 in Runa. That's about 5% of the company's net worth. Eventually, the government will sell its stake to the farmers. It's kind of weird to think that the government of Ecuador is financing a Brooklyn startup business.
You're like the first socialist venture capitalist government person I've ever met.
No. It's not important. It's communists, it's socialists, or it's capitalists. The final objective is the welfare of the people.
People like Ecuadorian farmer Mauricio Grife. He's pretty fired up about selling his tea leaves to Runa. And he says he'll buy shares as soon as he can.
I hope this initiative lasts forever. Lasts and brings more support for us.
On his farm in northeast Ecuador, Grife is harvesting his guayusa plants for the first time. Until now, he's just used it to make his morning tea. But he wants to transform his breakfast habit into a business proposition. So he's planting new bushes. Grife's family of five earns about $1,200 a year, selling a mix of citrus fruits, cocoa, and banana. Selling guayusa to Runa could increase his income by 10 or maybe 20%. That's assuming the tea catches on in the U.S. with people like, well, people like me.
I have a bottle of Runa in front of me. Traditional guayusa tea. Runa. Focused energy. 50 calories per bottle. Tastes like tea. I mean, pretty sweet.
In my kitchen in New York, I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.
And I'll put the rest in the fridge for later.